course, people in the North said, "You're turning down Princeton and Trinity to go to this college in Florida?" "Yes, I am." In those days, where they knew about Rollins in the North, they were inclined to laugh at it, you know, because Hamilton Holt was so far ahead of his times. Do you realize you go to the college that was first so-called honors, quote-unquote, honors college, where it was here, the first college, accredited college in the United States, where students did not know what their grades were. All they were told is whether they were passing or failing. And you weren't permitted to know your GPA. You had to have a GPA recorded in the office, because if you wanted to go on to grad school, they had to have that. But the secrecy of it, I don't know how they managed to maintain it. But I don't know of one student who found out what his GPA was until he graduated. Graduation was in the chapel, and then we made a beeline for Carnegie Hall, the registrar's office, because the registrar was there with a copy of your transcript. And it was marvelous. I remember the girl, this great friend of mine, a classmate girl, in her cap and gown, extremely wet with perspiration on it. This is always the first Saturday in June. And I said, "What? Damn it, that guy, I worked like a dog in that course, and he gave me only a B. I should have had a C." And that kind of remark, you know. But most of the remarks were good. And anyway, that's the way it was. And of course, to us who lived through those Hamilton Holt years, it's been wonderful to see Rollins progress the way it has. But we wish it had gone on and had the credit today of being the first of honors, quote-unquote, college in the country. What's your, now, one of the first, how are you doing it, Rollins? "Well, my GPA is such and so, and I'm trying to get it up to such and so." The talk that goes on about grades, I love to come over here and eat in the dining room, but I wish the conversation could be more about what you're learning. And the emphasis was on the teaching and learning with Hamilton Holt, and he never let us lose sight of it. He often called unexpected assemblies, always in the chapel where everybody could be seated, all the students, and see that his plan was that the college never go beyond 500 total. He said, when we get to that point where so many people want Rollins, we'll take over the whole Genius property across the lake, you see, and build another college over there. But on this campus, there will never be more than 500. That was his goal.